Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Ellen Belcher, filling in for Emily McCord. Today I'm talking to Jack Shaner about fracking, a controversial drilling method for extracting oil and natural gas. Jack is a lobbyist and deputy director of the Ohio Environmental Council. He and the Ohio Environmental Council are opponents of fracking and critics of how Ohio is regulating oil and gas companies. Thanks for talking with me, Jack.
Absolutely. Thank you, Ellen.
Let's start by explaining fracking. Ohio is blessed with massive Utica and Marcellus shale deposits, mostly in eastern Ohio. Hydraulic fracturing, also known as fracking, is a relatively new process whereby millions of gallons of water mixed with sand and chemicals are shot a mile or more into the ground to shatter the shale. The resultant fracturing then releases natural gas and oil. What are your biggest concerns about the fracking process?
This is on a scale, a size, a speed that we have never seen before here in Ohio. And with it can come serious risks to our environment and to human health. We need to take special caution, special care to make sure that we're able to safely manage these risks.
Your critics would say that environmental organizations will oppose oil and gas exploration no matter what. Can you conceive of fracking being done safely?
I think that is possible. We need to learn a lot more about it, however. We have called for a moratorium, a timeout, until the United States EPA completes a study that it's currently doing right now at the request of Congress. That study is looking at what are the risks to groundwater, to drinking water, why plunge ahead headlong and outrun our headlights. Let's make sure we get the proper regulations in place. You know, we've been drilling for oil and gas for years and years in Ohio. We have developed a long record of regulations and have been strengthening those over the years. Well, you know what? Those regulations haven't come about voluntarily. Could be another year here, but guess what? There's some resources that are priceless and are irreplaceable.
Can you briefly tell us what the experience of Pennsylvania has been? I know that the fracking process is well ahead of Ohio there. How has that worked out?
You know, I've heard the oil and gas industry testify at the Ohio State House, and they use the term hiccup. That is, that Pennsylvania really wasn't ready, learned a lot of hard lessons. That's one nice thing of Ohio being down the line following some of these other states. Some of these other states have been a guinea pig, and we can learn from their experience. But there have been reports of people who have had their wells fouled because of contamination. There have been reports of farmers whose livestock have ventured down to some of these open temporary storage pits on the land and have become sick from drinking that water. There are thousands of wells that have been drilled in Ohio. There are thousands of wells more that will be. It is not like every other well has failed. But when things go wrong, they really go wrong.
What is Ohio's Department of Natural Resources, which regulates fracking, not doing that it should be? What authority does it need that it doesn't have?
Imagine that an oil and gas well could be as close as 150 feet from your property line. That is the state law. Think about at a football game, that 150 feet is the distance from the 50-yard line to the goal line. I think that 150 feet is way too cozy. We also want better public notice and comment opportunity. The public should fully have a right to know about and to be able to comment on these kinds of activity.
Governor John Kasich was an eager proponent of fracking, but since the earthquakes, he seems to have cooled a bit. At the same time, he recently announced that he wants to increase taxes on the oil and gas industry to pay for a 5% across-the-board income tax cut for individuals. Talk about the politics of the situation.
Governor Kasich, even before he took office, has been a cheerleader in residence for the oil and gas industry. He's been ballyhooing this potential juggernaut, he believes, of jobs and investment. I got to give him credit, though. He has always said that there are environmental risks, and we need to adequately control that. In the same breath, he's also, in his energy plan, talking about streamlining of permits. This sends a chill down our back anytime somebody wants to speed up the review process of permits or make it faster, easier, more nimble for industry to get a permit.
I've been talking to Jack Shaner, a lobbyist with the Ohio Environmental Council. Tune in next week when Tom Stewart, the executive vice president of the Ohio Oil and Gas Association and a proponent of fracking, gives his perspective. Thanks for your thoughts, Jack.
Thank you, Ellen.